Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, July 18th, 2014, and we are coming to you live from sunny and warm Calgary, Alberta, Canada. This is the show Retooling for Your Coming of Age. And today we're going to chat a little about world events. We're going to chat about the big picture. We're going to chat about the little picture, and we're going to chat about taking precautions in terms of the next little time on the planet. I'm going to start with a wonderful little quote of it was the best of times and it was the worst of times. So, a Malaysian airliner gets shot down over the Ukraine. The Ukrainians point to the Russians and the Russians point to the Ukrainians. We still don't know. The death of 300 people, and it was done in a manner that only highlights the points, some of the points I want to make today, and that is, are things getting better? We're going to chat a little about gold today and the economy and why it's important that you do not stand idly by and allow the powers that be simply dictate to you what is going to happen. So, in the 5 years since the first crash, the first foot of the first crash, which was the loss of Lehman Brothers and it was the housing market going up the stump, and the U.S. decided to print their way out of trouble, has it made any difference whatsoever? Well, I want to quote from a couple of people. I mean, mainstream media discusses the macroeconomic picture goes something like this. When there is a recession, the Fed should stimulate. We know from history that the recovery comes about 12 to 18 months after stimulus. We stimulated, we printed a lot of money, we waited 18 months, so the economy ipso facto has recovered, or is about to recover at any one point in time. But, to quote the comedian Richard Pryor, who are you going to believe, me or your lion eyes? I once knew a friend who was of the opinion that even if you were caught in flagrante, you were caught in bed with another woman by your wife, all you needed to do was say, that's not what you saw. There was no woman in there. And your wife would go nuts trying to reconcile what you told her versus what she saw. Who are you going to believe, me or your lion eyes? This is the case of the government. This is the case of the government doing stuff that is absolutely blatantly manipulative and, in fact, illegal, and doing it in a fashion in order to rule the masses, even though they were hired or voted in by the masses. A government by the people, for the people. So, having tried to print their way out of trouble, has it helped at all? Not at all. Inflation is absolutely through the roof. The economy is no stronger today, and in fact, the housing market has started to collapse yet again. The first quarter of 2014 has shrunk by 3%. There is no true demand. Part of the aspect of helping an economy along is akin to a father trying to help a child on a bicycle. You get them rolling and they figure out the balance thing and they stumble a bit, but once they get going, they're okay. That is the mindset of the Keynesian economists who want to stimulate the economy into getting it going. However, there is a fail here. And the fail here is that the economy has slowed to a crawl, and in fact, it's shrinking. And that's called deflation. And this is a place where the government cannot, will not, has no intention of ever going, because it believes that it can inflate its way out of trouble. I want to talk about big picture things, and I want to bring to mind what is going on relative to a variety of things. So I want to pay attention to some of the territorial disputes or border tensions in Eastern Europe. Here we go, Russia and the Ukraine. The Middle East, we have Syria, we have ISIS, we have the Israelis and the Palestinians. We've got Africa, we've got Asia, and I'm sure there's some pissed off people in North America as well. Does this bode well? Of course it doesn't bode well. It should give everybody great pause to take a look at this and think about what's going to happen. Now, in teaching a class recently, I sat down with everybody and I said, there is a calamity going on, and it's really ugly. However, in the realm that we reside, in that particular realm, for everything bad that's going on the other side of the spectrum energetically, there has to be going on good. It's an interesting observation, and it is very true. The realm of duality has a balance to it. And so when all, as some of the students have heard me say, as this shitstorm unfolds, the opposite side of it is something very magic is coming about. And I trust that isn't lost on all of you, because that is a very wonderful way to view it. Things are changing. The earth is changing. Things are evolving. Now, we look at the economy, and we look at the rampant manipulation that is going on in the market, and we ask ourselves the question, has, since the time of many of us exposing this white-collar crime nonsense, the bank manipulating things, the rampant expose of the gold market, we're going to get back to gold. I want to actually read you something from that Jim Sinclair recently talked about in terms of the gold market. So manipulation, and this was the sale of $1.3 billion worth of paper gold at an illiquid time period today, is not to protect the dollar or bull the general equity market. It is to make money for the manipulators that want here to cover their shorts and initiate to expand their long positions. That sale was a pure construct, as there was no news to sustain or sell or to initiate it in the time span of its occurrence. Long-term cycles in gold are in the process of turning long-term positive. That is fact. There is a strong possibility that this is the last takedown before gold trades at an all-new high. I feel this is the situation. The economic dislocation internationally and banking exposure to its risk profile is at levels greater than 07 and 08. When the ship is sinking, there is an attitude abound that everybody will grab and steal and take what they can in order to be self-serving. Certainly flies in the face of what we know to be true, and that is, as go we, so go I. So are we seeing more white-collar crime? The increase in the imprisonment? No, not at all. Everybody is becoming so inside and so intricate to the deal, there has been no crackdown. It seems as if white-collar crime is de facto a given. So economically, has the printing by the Fed of all this money printed them way out of trouble? No. There's negative GDP growth. Is our level of debt to GDP rate dropping? No flipping way. It's going up. There now becomes more talk, and even more pervasive talk, about bail-ins. Now, to remind everybody, the bailout is when the government prints money and gives it to the banks to lend out into the market. This is a liquidity event as opposed to velocity events, because nobody's buying, even though there's lots of money. The system is bankrupt. That is called a bailout. The bail-in is when the government decides to take your savings out of your bank account. They did it in Cyprus. They've got regulations and legislation in Canada to allow them to, in Australia to allow them to. They're talking about it, doing it in the US and in the UK. Let's not lose sight of the fact that the government is on the bones of its ass, proverbially, and needs to take radical action in order to fix things. Well, the fixing of things is the economy has to collapse. And what the government will do is steal everything out of the economy before it collapses and thus imprison everybody, all of their constituents, by effectively destroying all of their wealth, all of their savings. Are there more jobs being created? Yeah, I don't think so. The job market is just collapsing. Is Main Street doing better than Wall Street? Hardly. Wall Street now is the only one that is making any money. Inflation has run rampant. Inflation is the invisible destruction, destroyer of your wealth. So now, I suspect consumer confidence is flagging. In fact, it's at 4-month lows from what I can see. And as the Israelis play the mainstream media dish on how the Palestinians are throwing bombs at them, the Israelis, I think, are a bit outnumbered by a whole bunch of people who realize the Israelis are a bit heavy-handed in this nonsense. And the mainstream media support the Israelis. It's a very one-sided, very skewed perspective on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It's a horrible thing. And it is only getting worse. Italy came out and said its GDP is crashing. So the euro stumbles. Chinese home prices are falling through the floor. We're now starting to get the SEC into investigating, perhaps into manipulation of the markets. Are things getting better? Are things getting better? It was the best of times and the worst of times. There is an aspect and a concept called activation energy. And those of you who remember high school chemistry, they talk about how the electrons that circle, apparently, circle around the proton of an atom, when it gets to a certain activation energy, it literally launches itself into a new orbit. Now that launching of itself into a new orbit changes the very premise or the very capacity of that element. And so consequently, the launching into a new orbit changes it, but it needs to be heated, it needs to be activated, it needs to be stimulated. And it doesn't change linearly. The orbit doesn't go from 100 units to 101 to 102. It goes from 100 to 175 units of distance away from the proton. And so consequently, I do believe that in this calamitous unfolding of the evolution of the planet, that we are seeing, as I've said on many occasions, greed run amok. We are also seeing a shift, a change, a coming of the new age. And a coming of the new age is the other pair of glasses that we might put on in order to further our insight into what is going on. Are you prepared? It's part of what this program is all about, retooling. Can you see what is as opposed to what you're being told to see? Complacency is not an option. There are people who make things happen for themselves, for their loved ones, for their community, for the globe. There are people who watch things happen and wonder what is going on. And there are people who stand idly by and say, "What happened?" scratching their head. There are people who live their lives, and there are people whose lives live them. As a bumper sticker once said on a vehicle the other day I saw, "Where am I going and why am I in this basket?" Now we get back to the good old topic of gold and the premise behind why we think gold is useful. one of the things that has happened to many of you is that an insurance salesman shows up and says, you know, it's pretty important for you to have insurance for, and whatever it is, for your life, for your house, for your car. In fact, house and car insurance, I suspect, are legislated. If you have a mortgage, they absolutely are. And if the car is borrowed, if you borrow to buy the car, it's legislated. But you cannot drive a car without insurance. Can you live life without insurance? Well, back in the old days, when something happened, you'd have a fire that destroyed a barn. All the neighbors would come by and they'd have a barn raising. They'd say, okay, well, we got 30 neighbors. Everybody pitches in 100 units of money and will. And the farmer was infinitely and eternally grateful to the community. But the community looked after its own. Now, that evolved into an insurance company, Lloyd's of London being the most profound. Now, what does transpire is that the insurance company, it's just sort of an elaborate game of risk, really. It just says, well, if you want us to insure that so that this and this and this happens, we will, and it will cost you so much money a year. Those are the premiums. Now, the insurance companies get very, very clever, because what they want to do is they want any event that will cause them to pay out, they want to mitigate their own risk by not so much taking care of the insured, but by mitigating their losses. So one of the ways by which the insurance companies mitigate this is that they have clauses or out clauses. And in fact, you don't have to look very far to hear insurance claims where you call your insurance company and say, a flood happened, a fire happened, an event happened that caused loss. The instant response that the insurers are told to give is, you're not covered in that regard. You're not covered in that sense, certain clause, because they're meant to deny in order to protect the best interests of the insurance company. You hire an insurance company to insure you, and then they turn around and say, no, we're not going to, because it costs them money. An interesting irony in this, right? Talk about a counterintuitive proposition, and talk about the conflicting interests. So, in a time of great risk or great volatility, and right now, economically, the economic indicators are telling us that we are in a low period of volatility. Now, volatility sometimes is misconstrued as risk, and sometimes correctly so, and sometimes incorrectly so. So within that venue, what is the best insurance? Well, the best insurance against the economic calamity that has and is continuing to go on is, yeah, you guessed it, gold. Gold is by all means the best insurance against current monetary policy nonsense. You print money forever, unless the paper is backed by gold, it becomes worthless soon enough. The value of the U.S. dollar, given in terms of any financial news network, is always relative to other currencies. However, gold, as you've seen over the last little bit, has increased in value quite dramatically over the last 10 or 15 years, and it continues to be the best insurance. So if insurance is cheapest when those who insure believe that the risks or volatility are the lowest, then they will sell you insurance. And I am of the mind that gold right now is the cheapest form of insurance to protect your wealth. Not only protect your wealth, but give you a launch into any new age or new era where the powers that be should decide to facilitate a new global currency. Now, there are way smarter guys than you and I that are letting their actions or money do their talking. A lot of people know the import of gold. A lot of people recognize and understand how important it is. Now, gold, as if you need reminding, because I do again sound like a wee bit of a broken record, it has no counterparty risk. It cannot be created like money, cannot be printed. It also cannot be destroyed. All the gold that has ever been mined in the world is still around. It doesn't tarnish, interestingly, as silver does, and almost any other metal does. It does not decay. It cannot be diluted by inflation. It cannot be destroyed by deflation. It has survived wars. It has survived revolutions. It also has survived every economic tragedy and economic boom throughout known history. And I dare say, for those of you who are modestly conversant in any of the ancient scriptures, the ancient teachings, gold has been important not for the last 3,000 or 5,000, but for the last hundreds of thousands of years, if not more. Quite simply, gold endures. Stocks and bonds come and go. Real estate comes and goes. Diamonds comes and goes. The paper market in derivatives and the loans, they are all subject to economic calamity. We may, I don't know, but we may be seeing a systemic risk. That's where you think of the holdings that you have in stocks and bonds, in your mutual funds, in your retirement savings funds, that has value. One day, the system shuts down. And in the shutting down of the system, not only is your wealth wiped out, or your perception of wealth wiped out, could very well be confiscated. Now, is that fear-mongering? I don't know. Maybe. Is it historically relevant? Absolutely. Revolutions destroy wealth. The calamity of the government monetary policy destroys wealth. You are seeing a wholesale confiscation of the wealth of everybody but the top 1%. That's a scary concept. It's mind-boggling. We are seeing the earth go through all kinds of changes. Again, please be reminded that it is ever naive of us to think that when you are feeling emotionally challenged or upset or hateful or angry, and a community is, then a city is, then a country is, then the globe is, then the world itself is, we're going through changes. Recently came across my desk that there's an underground volcano near Yosemite that has turned the ground to oatmeal, as one of the quotes was said. The earth is changing, and the people on the earth are changing. And there are those who have the interests of humanity in hand that are doing everything they can to help and everything they can to do to turn the lights on so people can see what are going on. And there are those who are on the other end, in the realm of duality, who are desperately keen on making sure that nobody wakes up to what they're doing. Nobody wakes up to the rampant theft that has been going on. Nobody wakes up to the greed that has run amok. Nobody wakes up to the criminal activity that these individuals are doing and facilitating. I dare say it is time to wake up, don't you think? I dare say it is time to wake up. We have before us some lovely things about to happen, and we have to endure the crap that is happening. Please take heed, and please mark the very premise that what is and what shall come about from this is absolutely spectacular. It is your rightful heritage to live in a world that is full of prosperity, where you wake up every morning and you facilitate your soul call, what you ache to do, what you were meant to do. This is where we are going. The departure of one chapter in order to facilitate the arrival of another chapter oftentimes is quite uncomfortable. And I think uncomfortable may be a modest understatement for the Palestinians and the Israelis and the Syrians and the Iraqis and all of those people who are involved in horrible conflict. Let us ponder on this, if you might. Let us remember an interesting quote from Alexis de Tocqueville, and it goes like this. Events can move from the impossible to the inevitable without ever stopping at the probable. Take heed, take shelter, take action. This is Jeff Dunphy. It is Friday, July 18th, 2014. Thank you for allowing me to be of service, and thank you for your attention.